Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, counting the cars. We're counting the number ones and the number twos. Anyway, Murphy, the morning show dog, is back. He's sniffing around at our tail wagon Wednesday.
He smells Tracker. It's so funny.
I wonder if Tracker got a house yet. I hope he's got a home and a family.
I feel like Jen would have texted me immediately. She typically does.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
So no word yet, but lots of shares on the Facebook Live yesterday.
That dog was beautiful.
He was. He was gorgeous.
Big. What kind of... We found out later it was a certain kind of breed. We thought it was just a coon hound.
A walker coon hound.
Something like that.
Actually, a listener commented on the 94KX Facebook page a picture then of her coon hound of the same variety, which I thought was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yes. Hold on, I need to find it. A treeing walker coon hound.
Now, what does treeing mean? It lives in a tree?
No, I think it's like sort of indicative of the type of hunting dog it is. Maybe they like tree the squirrels. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think it has to do with the coloring and stuff. But then she has, Brittany messaged in, that's a treeing walker coon hound. They're commonly mistaken for a beagle, but then they just keep on growing and growing and growing and they get big and tall. She has a dude named Zeke, and look at that beautiful dog.
Oh, he is big as a light tracker, maybe even bigger.
Right?
Very nice.
Yeah,
looking.
Beautiful
nice
dog. So...
Wow. A lot of people I ran into yesterday wanted to know if he was part beagle. So it's kind of interesting that the treeing coonhound resembles the coloring of a beagle.
Similar coloring to a beagle, but a totally different breed of dog. And when they are puppies, they look similar, but then obviously the coonhound gets quite larger.
Yes. So let's get Tracker a home. What a great name for the dog, too.
Yeah, check it out on our social Tracker. Media. The Facebook Live is still up there also. There's some pictures on our Instagram. Yeah, but Murphy was checking out where Tracker was.
Mm-hmm. Still doing it. Hey, what's in the name? Speaking of Tracker, which is a great name for a coonhound.
Great name for a coonhound.
10 years ago, the Today Show did a feature on a young woman whose name was Marijuana Pepsi.
Oh.
That was her legal name.
Really?
And she wasn't really happy with her legal name since childhood because I guess her mom was a little wacky
when
she named her Marijuana Pepsi. Now, you may remember the Today Show appearance 10, 15 years ago. Yesterday, Marijuana Pepsi earned her PhD.
And she kept the name?
Yes.
No way.
I think...
So it's Dr. Pepsi?
Yeah, I think that she should change her name. But anyway, she said she has learned to live with it. And as of right now, she will be known... her real last name is Van Dyke. So she will be known as Dr. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
Wow.
I think I'd just go by Dr. Van Dyke.
I think I would go buy something else, totally.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV. And how many comfort animals do we need?
There are 200,000 emotional support animals registered. Some states are starting to crack down. For instance, in Florida now, you can only wear 3 boa constrictors through airport security.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, getting you ready for Flashback Friday with some Def Leppard. Did you see the video? Matt and I were talking about this earlier. The Little League parents fight on the field.
Oh, yeah.
At a seven-year-old Little League. That almost kept me up last night.
That's unbelievable.
Parents are stupid.
High school sports for a living as well as this job, yes.
I have seen it.
It gets worse, right?
It gets worse.
I referee little 8-year-old kids playing soccer. The parents are already obnoxious. High school soccer, forget about it. They act like it's the World Cup or something. Will you get over yourself? Mm-hmm. You're living vicariously through your kid. Stop it.
Here's the thing. I'm not even going to like chastise you for getting a little like radical this morning on the radio. I agree with everything you just said.
Oh, am I getting radical?
No, you're not.
I stop.
When you get emphatic, sometimes
When I get a little emotional.
I prefer to say passionate
about what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So we're with you 100% here.
I've stopped. I have stopped. You ate. Soccer games before to remind the parents that these are 7 and 8 year old children playing
soccer. So please speak kindly as you're cheering them on.
Yeah, or yelling at the referee. One time I had a guy yelling at me, and I'm running down the field with the whistle in my mouth, and I start laughing. So the guy actually says, "What are you laughing at?" Because he's upset because I'm not upset because he's yelling at me. So
because it's children's soccer.
Yeah. So at halftime, I jog over to all these dads with their little Dunkin' Donut and Starbucks cups.
Yep.
And I reminded them that unless they really know what offside is in soccer, they should be quiet. And I will teach them after the game if they wanted to stay for a little tutorial on the difference between offside and offside position.
Oh, that was very kind of you. Okay.
Isn't that nice?
But in this video that has gone viral, it's a 13-year-old boy that's the umpire behind the plate, probably because the parents are too stupid and ignorant to take the class and do it themselves. And this 13-year-old kid isn't calling good balls and strikes or whatever. So the parents start yelling. Pretty soon the parents are on the field punching each other and going crazy. It's nuts.
And I think the kid got punched too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's okay. Yeah. I saw the video.
It's okay that the kid got punched?
No. I'm saying okay. We need to calm down.
Oh, okay.
First and foremost.
Stop it.
Stop.
Right.
Take a deep breath. Count to 10. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Or 75.
And can't you just go to the park and have some fun? Can't you just go to the park and, oh, geez, the strike zone's a little wide tonight, Matt. Oh, well. Looks like little Johnny struck out. Who cares? Yeah.
I also want to remind everyone that when videos go viral like this, it's because we live in a society where everything is recordable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have a moment where you snap, somebody's going to capture that on film. So keep yourself in check.
This video was on the news. It was on the network news. It was on ESPN. And I think I saw it this morning on MLB. I mean, this is parents being idiots. So last night on The Tonight Show, it didn't have anything to do with this. Michael Strahan was on, and
I'm sure he had something to say about this.
Yeah, they showed a video of him dancing with his kids, and it was supposed to embarrass him. But he said that the fun seems to be gone in parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get it back.
You gotta have fun with your kids. You're allowed to have fun as an adult. And I think a lot of adults forget that. It's like you get a job and all of a sudden you gotta be serious all the time. You can have fun at work and you can have fun with your kids. You're allowed to.
Good.
All of us adults out there. Life ain't that serious.
How about that?
Right on, Strahan.
He hit it right there on the head. Hey, let's have fun.
I think we do every morning.
I'm about to say, Lord knows, I think we have fun on this show.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Murphy's having fun right now.
There was at one time you almost punched Matt, but other than that, we have fun. I'm kidding.
That was because he missed the signal to get out.
Oh,
it was a clear violation. I'm going to take one of his phrases. That's a total violation, whatever it was. I can't even remember now.
Are we starting a fight?
No.
Was it the way I dressed with the sweatpants?
I think it might have been the color mismatching.
There we go.
News is next. Peace and love, baby. 94KX, Train on the Drive-By, Tom and Laura in the morning. We don't need an AccuWeather forecast anymore. We could just check on Tom's arthritis.
Let's
do that. And now for the Tom's Arthritis Index.
And how much does your knee hurt today?
Well, my knee hurts pretty bad, Laura, so that means thundershowers this afternoon.
I figured as much.
With a chance of localized flooding.
Now, how much did it hurt when the tornado hit Buffalo Township?
Oh, that's a great point. I'd have to look back on that date. But see, if we start this new service, there'll be charting, there'll be stats and analytics.
And it'll be based on like the barometer pressure, plus then the degree at which you can bend or not bend your knee.
There it is.
The size of swelling. How many Advil?
How many Advil
you pop?
Hey, I have an Aleve endorsement.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm so sorry. So why don't you just sit down for the rest of the show so we don't have to worry about this?
Yesterday,
can't do that.
No, I'm just a nervous Nelly.
God.
Yesterday, I went for my surgical follow-up.
Yes.
Yeah, it hurt worse than the surgery.
They cranked you, didn't they?
Can you please stop bending me? I'm not a Gumby, damn it.
That's what they do.
I mean, no, they're great people there. But
they crank it. They kind of like
a physician's assistant's name was Anthony, and he was a great guy.
Oh, Tony.
And, yeah, and he was bending on my knee. Does this hurt? No. Does this hurt? No. Does that hurt? No, it doesn't. And so he was really cool with me. And then later, he's like, I recognize your voice.
Oh, geez.
Here we go.
Are you that guy that's on the radio in the morning? And I said, yeah, that's me. So if you were with us about a year ago when we made New Year's resolutions, this was my New Year's resolution to make myself a better person physically, fix all my old sports injuries, and maybe, just maybe, I'll live another 20 years. This would be great.
I think you will.
I agree.
This morning I read where Julia Hawkins won the 100-yard dash at the 2019 National Senior Games, going on right now in New Mexico. I don't know how I missed this, Matt.
I didn't know this either.
Tied up in the World Cup, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
But anyway, Julia Hawkins won the 100-yard dash. She's 103 years old.
What? Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I need to Google a picture of her right now.
Yeah, go ahead. She's amazing.
I thought it'd be neat to run at 100 and do the 100-yard dash.
Julia Hawkins, gold medalist.
I call her a little old lady in tennis shoes.
I hope I'm inspiring them to be healthy and to realize you can still be doing it at this kind of an age.
Isn't that amazing?
Love it.
Oh, my God. She's the cutest thing ever.
That is the definition of life right there.
Look at her.
Pull her up on the screen. Yep. Look at that USA shirt. It looks like
USA
Matt.
Track and field.
Yeah, that's right.
USA.
Look at the flower in her hair. Her nickname is the Hurricane.
Yep. Julia the Hurricane Hawkins.
She doesn't look at maybe a day over 80.
She has great form. She has great form.
I'm saying she doesn't look like over 100 years old. She doesn't look like her age.
She won the 100-yard dash in 46.07 seconds.
That's amazing. Wow. Holy crap.
So?
Wow. Look at the group. Here, look at the group of people who medaled.
There you go. So what do you think?
That's amazing.
Life goals. You think old Uncle Tommy Tom fits in there?
Yes.
I could beat this.
You get yourself back into shape. I got confidence in you.
I could beat this 103-year-old lady. I'm telling you, I could do it.
No.
I could do a 100-yard dash in 46 seconds.
We need to contact this lady, have her come here, and then Facebook Live the two of them in a race.
Yeah, I bet we could use the track at one of the local high schools or something.
Yeah. We should.
Charge people to get in, give the money to charity. It'd be great.
Oh, my gosh. She's adorable. Good for you, Julia the Hurricane Hawkins.
That's right. I can see the posters now. Julia the Hurricane Hawkins versus Morgan 2.0.
I like it. Because that you are the bionic man now.
Thank you. Okay, calm down. Your mom's not even listening. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, Panic at the Disco. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. All right. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. The giant bonus buy of the day. Some goofy kind of avocado. I know nothing about these
things. Haas avocados.
Haas,
H-A-A-S.
Yes.
Haas, it's a brand.
It's
the company.
Brand.
Pretty much is the one of the only avocado companies going right now.
So it's not like the Haas family in Snydertown is growing these avocados.
No.
Okay. Because Haas is a big Dutchy name in the coal region, too.
It could be the type of, because there are two different kinds of avocado. There's like the dark, tinier green ones, but then there's like the larger, lighter green
the
kind.
The ones that look like pears or something.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I don't know if that is a difference. I'd have to Google it. I apologize.
How come I don't know anything about avocados? Oh, yeah, because I don't like them.
You don't?
You don't like avocado.
No, I don't.
Really?
I don't know why.
Do you like guacamole?
No. It just looks like snot. It's just like I can't eat things that look funny.
I love avocados. I love to just like eat half of an avocado with salt and pepper on it or a little hot sauce.
It is delicious, yes.
Uh-huh. And it's like a healthy fat. So it's very, very good
for you
from a cardiovascular standpoint. And then the healthy fat in the avocado helps keep you satiated.
I still have yet to try that?
If you guys have the fire company, it fills you up.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I still get to try the new trendy avocado toast. I know you've had it before.
I bring it in here. I offered you the one day. I like to take a hard-boiled egg and make like a multi-grain toast, and then you spread the avocado on it, you put a little salt and pepper, and then you slice the hard-boiled egg on top. It's like the perfect breakfast.
If you guys having breakfast at the Americas right now, join with me.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Or you can add it to a smoothie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I do that.
It
bulks it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You don't taste the avocado in the smoothie, especially if you're making like a chocolate-based one, like a chocolate protein.
I guess that's true.
You know what would bulk up your smoothie? Some bacon. Okay, that'll bulk up your smoothie.
I mean, that's gross.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I don't need to eat smoothied bacon.
Back to the giant. Tom and Laura have the healthy bonus buy of the day, and it could win you a $50 gift card later with Sean Carey.
It's Haas Avocado, $4 for $5.
$4 for $5, that's a deal.
It is a deal. It's pretty good. Avocados can be expensive. So Haas Avocado, 4 for $5. Remember that. Our friend Sean Carey will ask for that item and price later on today. You could win yourself $50 to Giant.
Woo!
Quality selection savings every day.
Easy, boys. Flashback Friday is tomorrow. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Love me some AC/DC to shake you out of bed. It's a whole lot better than the sound of the alarm clock. At least you could sing along to AC/DC.
It's very true.
43% of Americans think the sound of an alarm clock is obnoxious and they hate it. Well, of course, you're supposed to.
I was going to say, isn't that the point of the alarm to, like, jolt you awake?
Listen up, peeps. If your alarm clock sounded like Brahms' lullaby, you know, you'd sleep through it. Come on.
It's true.
But I use my iPhone. Do you use yours? I have an alarm, but the iPhone is set first, and that obnoxious noise that Matt uses when he has to go do something.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
I have two.
Drives me nuts.
I have two, but in all honesty, they never go off.
Because you get up sooner.
Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I get up before the alarm. So I have one set on an actual, like, bedside alarm clock, and then one set on the iPhone. Like,
exactly.
The kind with the bells on the top. I have one of those. Yep.
And today I got up 60 seconds before the alarm went off.
There it is.
So there
Good
it
job.
Is. Yeah. Hey, there it is. You know the music. I think it's time for Ollie's Good Stuff.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I mean, everyone. Oh,
call
1-800-326-94KX.
Call now. Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's right, Tom. Tis time, because Ollie Days, they're coming.
Yes, they are. They start next week, June 23rd. Ollie Days are here again. And we want you to have a gift card in your hand to hurry in and save 15% off everything.
We are going to take caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you calling from this morning?
Shamokin.
All right, Cindy, listen to the music. Are you ready to play Ollie's Good Stuff? Cheap, cheap, cheap,
cheap. Yes.
Yes, you are. Well, now, here's your host, Laura Good.
Good morning, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now that I got through.
Woohoo! Well, you need to listen for the Ollie's Bargain Outlet base price, okay? For the cheap price, listen for that one. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
All right. Today I have for you a top brass pocket hose as seen on TV.
Ooh, a pocket hose.
Wow.
I got a pocket hose.
Stop it, Tom. Stop it right now. No more game show voice. That's enough.
Sorry.
All right, Cindy. Is that top brass hose as seen on TV $39.99?
Ooh.
Is it $21.25?
Ooh.
Or $24.99?
Listen again to the prices.
Listen again.
The lowest price.
Is it $39.99? $21.25 or $24.99?
$21.25.
There it is. Ollie's guaranteed cheapest price.
Guaranteed cheapest price, especially during Ollie's Days. Their customer appreciation bargain bonanza, where everything is the lowest price possible and 15% off.
Ollie Days are here again. They start next week. You got a $25 gift card. Congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
Get this. I saw that Costco is now selling a giant 2-pound donut. Look at this thing. There's actually a name for that. It is called a cake.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Birthday buddy time. I'm looking at the celebrity list, and John Taylor is 59 years old today. John Taylor, the bass player for Duran Duran. We're the same age. Wow, that's pretty wild.
There you go.
He looks better than I do.
I'm sure that's not true.
I guess he colors his hair. Anyway.
You look good with a little bit of gray, though.
Well, you know, I'm trying.
Right?
Some people can pull it off. Some people need the color.
I feel at my age, if you still have hair, it's a good thing. So just
I totally agree.
Amen to that.
I also love a salt and pepper look.
I got that Andy Warhol going on in the top. There's no controlling that with a weed whacker. So you might as well let it keep it high and tight on the side in gray. John Taylor, Duran Duran's still looking good. Michael Anthony is 65 today. He's the bassist for Van Halen.
Yes, he is.
Wow, 65.
Wow.
He looks pretty good, too. You know, these rock stars, it may or may not be cosmetic surgery, but they're looking good.
Tiny tweaks.
Probably.
Tiny tweak. You can't pull like a Joan Rivers
or
and just
Kenny Rogers.
Yank it all back. You have to do those little like tiny tweaks,
you
man.
See Kenny Rogers, man. It looks like his face is going to break off.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Scary. Oh, you know who else is doing a lot of tiny tweaks, but he looks good? Today's birthday buddy, Lionel Richie. He's 70 years old today.
I think he looks
70.
Great. Yeah, I think he looks
wow.
great. Tiny tweaks.
Tiny
there
tweaks.
You go.
Man.
I would have never known that ever.
Today's lesson, friends.
My favorite American Idol judge.
Botox.
Is it?
Yes.
He's good.
Botox and or some.
Botox and tiny tweaks.
Tiny tweaks.
There it is.
Some fillers, if you will.
Fillers, if
fillers
you will.
And tiny tweaks.
Hey, let's take a look at the local celebrities that are celebrating birthdays. We call them Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
All night long.
All night long.
Happy birthday to Alice Dalton from Winfield. She's 51.
Christy Eardley from Danville is the big 4-0.
Helen Chambers from Bloomsburg is 61 today. Happy birthday.
Bill Kramer from Shemokin is 47.
Lori Maurer from Middleburg is 39.
Jenny Dorsett from Sudbury is 39. Happy birthday.
Colette Brandt from Lewisburg is 62.
Robert Haas is 56, like the avocado.
Haas.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if he likes avocados.
He probably does. Only Tom hates them.
Haas-y birthday to Mr. Haas.
Haas-y birthday to Mr. Haas.
That's right. Yeah. Kevin DeWall from Trevorton, 26 today. Happy birthday.
Eric Santoro from Shemokin is 35 today.
Sandra Spencer from Muncie is 60.
There we have it. Nobody on the text club.
We have one from social media.
Okay.
And it's actually a special one. I know this guy really well.
All right. Who is he?
Okay.
Greg Kinovich turns 30 years old today. Do you know who Gregory is?
Greg Kinovich. He's got to be from Mount Carmel.
He is from Mount Carmel. And he's a Soupy brother.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
He's one of the two.
Happy birthday.
He is.
Happy birthday, Greg. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, right around 7:30, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
All right, we're done on
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura live when we invite the community in the studio to talk about things that are coming up. It's the 25th go-round for this thing, the Union County Veterans, and that whole 4th of July celebration that is just nonstop fun. And Sergeant Major Kevin Bittenbender is with us. Has it been a year already?
Believe it or not, and we're up to 9 days, 3 hours, and 8 minutes, 9 seconds.
I love it.
Do you have that countdown?
The countdown on
your
phone. Yes. One more time. How much longer?
It's 9 days, 3 hours, 8 minutes, and 1 second.
Okay, one second. We're counting down.
All right, the 25th annual, and a lot of surprises this year.
Lots of surprises. We start off with Pardo's Perky Peanuts Freedom Bike Ride. We're going to be starting our pedal in Purcellville, Virginia, out to Arlington Cemetery, and then Gettysburg Battlefields all throughout the week. Folks can participate in the whole week or just one day. All they have to do is just contact us through our website.
Okay. When does the bike ride actually start?
Tuesday, the 25th.
All of the activities go from Tuesday, June 25th through the 29th.
There you go.
Yes.
So bike riders, get ready.
Absolutely. And we have a Jeep Jamboree. Mm-hmm. A very iconic symbol of our military, the Jeep, from 1941 at BZ, and that's presented by BZ Motors, at BZ Motors.
Awesome.
Throughout
Jeep
the afternoon.
Jeep Jamboree.
food, entertainment, lots of swag, Jeep swag, lots of Jeep clubs from all over Pennsylvania, Northeast, Central. Some Jeep clubs from New Jersey are going to be coming up.
Wow.
So we have, we hope to, weather permitting, is going to be great. You know, it was really hot last year. Sweltering hot, to say the least. But
yeah.
We hope to have a great impact of Jeeps and showing of Jeeps. Have some breaking news though today.
Oh,
yeah, because
a big announcement.
When you think of the military, you think of the Jeep, but there are also other iconic symbols.
Absolutely,
the
Huey helicopter.
Yeah.
All right. So we not only have the North Carolina Pilots Association coming up with their static display that's pulled through the parade. But we teamed up with a nonprofit organization called Liberty Warbirds Association.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing a very low flyover of the to start off the parade.
Wow.
But we're also going to set up a landing zone, what we call in the military, LZ at BZ.
LZ at BZ.
Hashtag LZ at BZ. I like that.
I like that a lot.
So we're going to be sending, and they're going to be offering, now get this, rides.
Wait. So I've been to events before where they land the helicopter and then they let families and individuals kind of go and check it out.
Oh, no.
But you don't go up in it. You can ride in it?
Yes, absolutely.
No way.
Yes, way.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really cool. Now, the Huey helicopter was sort of iconic from the Vietnam War, correct?
Yes. And okay. It's a war horse, really. It's a flying war horse. It not only transported troops to and from the battlefield, but also supplies, but also brought our wounded, medevaced out.
Wow.
It lifted vehicles and equipment to the battlefield and from it. It is actually a workhorse, and it was in service throughout really Korea, Vietnam, and really into the early and mid and late 80s.
Wow.
Yes, it was a staple.
Yeah, and it's still really used today in a lot of privatizations of companies.
I think I'm going to tug a heartstring here, Sergeant Major. There are a lot of Vietnam veterans in Central PA.
And we think that this is a great way to kind of like get that closure and to honor our Vietnam veterans in the community. And it allows them to share that experience, that articulating rotor sound that Huey helicopter makes. It's a very distinct sound of any other helicopter that you ever hear. Mm-hmm. And to share that with their grandkids, their family.
Yes.
And even offer them an opportunity to get back up in the bird. You know,
that's awesome.
This is pretty cool.
That's really, really neat. It's rare that you get the opportunity to ride in a vehicle like that, in a helicopter like that. Very, very rare.
And
you're
right. It will be closure for some Vietnam vets.
Yeah, a great opportunity to get right up and close to it.
Also, for maybe some grandpas or dads out there who are Vietnam veterans, what an opportunity to show your kids and grandkids, like, and have a little fun, too.
Absolutely. And you guys were discussing earlier about having, you know, that fatherly fun again.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great opportunity to have that fatherly fun. I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, what we were talking about, all in really, literally 6 hours.
You could live that movie in Union County.
Exactly. we'll have plenty of vehicles and automobiles throughout the parade.
You know,
rides. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we're going to post them. It was a nonprofit who's bringing the Huey helicopter here, though, right? We're going to post up a picture from that nonprofit's Facebook page on our Facebook page.
And then we can learn more about it.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Very cool.
The whole Union County Association never ceases to amaze me. This event gets better and better every year.
We didn't even touch on the fact that there's a block party, a community gathering with local food stands and food trucks, and then, of course, the patriotic show that leads into the fireworks. Like, we didn't even get to that.
Right.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about.
We didn't touch on that.
And the simulcast.
That's right.
Yeah. The simulcast,
we'll
guys.
We'll be giving you the music for the fireworks.
Who was there last year? Our very own Sean Carey.
Yeah, he was
he was there.
Yep.
So it's a great event. And I tell you, it's you can't go wrong. You can go down to Wolf Field, enjoy some entertainment there.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to a Wise Block Party, enjoy some live entertainment there as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's food at both locations. Lots of swag. Just the camaraderie of the communities coming together, it's just a great event.
And the countdown is?
Here we go. Check.
Got to bring it back up here.
Now I have
9 days, 3 hours, 7 minutes, and 15 seconds.
There you go. We're down to 7 minutes.
Thank you for the 2 minutes, Sergeant Major.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
and
guys.
And link up, right?
We're going to link up. I'm going to show a picture of that Huey helicopter. I think folks need to see it because it is such an iconic thing. Mm-hmm. And then get ready to sign the kids up to go up in the air in that thing. Pretty
cool.
And
enjoy the entire week in Union County. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Halsey, you're scaring me. Just stop. News is coming up next.
Right there with you.
Sports.
Okay, gentlemen, calm down. She's having an emo moment.
She's not coming over my house for 4th of July.
Yeah, she's on my Katy Perry list, too.
Yeah, but she's not coming over for a cookout at Matt's place, all right? News is coming up next, sports and AccuWeather. Here's a startling piece of information as you head out of the house this morning. A new poll has found that 39% of young adults don't use deodorant.
What? Whoa. Come on, people.
Is this a new trend? I mean, come on.
I don't know.
This can't be a trend.
We did talk about several months ago kind of the no shaving trend.
Right.
That was becoming popular.
Is the no deodorant trend popular now?
Here's the thing. We as Americans, I'm just going to put it out there.
Here we go.
Are hypersensitive. I'm serious. When it comes to sort of like the body's natural processes, right? So I wear deodorant.
Matt, are you following this? Because I'm lost.
I'm afraid where this is
going.
But
other countries, like, they're kind of like, you Americans are very puritanical when it comes to certain subjects.
Yeah, we like to stay clean.
Yeah, there it is, Matt.
Says the most American guy in the room right now. Wearing literally red, white, and blue USA.
Because I'm getting ready for the World Cup today.
76. Is that 1776,
I'm assuming. He's a Sixers fan, too, so leave him alone.
I'm just saying, we tend to be sort of overzealous in our hygiene. Uh-huh. Not that there's anything wrong with having good hygiene, because everyone should. But like every once in a while, everybody stinks. It's fine. I'm serious.
Wait. You want to say that again?
Every once in a while, everybody gets a little stinky. It's fine. You take a shower, but you don't have to like bathe yourself in Axe body spray.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm with you.
You want to be like a 13-year-old kid that just... All he does is put
Axe on himself. Traditional deodorant has been linked, though, to different types of cancer because of the heavy metals that are in the deodorant.
Maybe that's why young people aren't wearing it, because they're
just wearing a more natural version, like, or using baking powder, coconut oil, those kinds of things.
So you're saying there is a little Chris Farley in all of us.
I guess I don't play the game. I'm not clean. I don't smell good. I don't change my underwear. I don't shower.
That's not what Laura does. She keeps her underwear. She changes it.
I don't clean the area between my crotch and leg.
Chris Farley. Did you just talk about me changing my underwear on the radio? You have to have a fresh pair of underwear, like, at least twice a day.
I thought we had this discussion already.
Not on the radio.
Oh, I thought we did.
I can't believe we're having it again. News is next. Oh, my God. Where's this show going? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. On the way to work. The weekend is almost here. Let's toast that event. What is that?
What is that sound?
I think it's a spyglass wine glass being
clinking in celebration of Chicago coming to our area.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
Awesome.
Hey, who's this?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you calling from?
Heading to
Feelings Grove. Yeah. Where do you live?
Middleburg.
Teresa, what's your favorite Chicago song?
I don't know.
Saturday in the park. How about Tuesday at Spyglass Winery?
Woohoo! Because you are
really good.
You are in, yourself and a friend. Tuesday night, Chicago is taking over the backyard of Spyglass Ridge Winery. We will be there under the VIP tent, and you and a friend will be there with us.
Great, thank you.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, on the way to work with Late Night TV.
The billion-dollar bust in Philadelphia. Federal agents making one of the biggest cocaine seizures in American history.
Cocaine in 7 shipping containers.
And can you imagine being the drug dealer who has to tell his boss that he lost $1 billion of product? Just coming in like, hey, patron. You ever had one of those days where you thought you had something in your pockets, but you check and then it's missing?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with news coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Don't read into the gloom and doom of AccuWeather. Maybe it won't be as bad as we
possibly
sometimes.
A tornado.
Yeah. No.
I mean, come on.
No.
I know maybe they have to say it now in today's day of insurance and legalities.
And the fact that we've had, like, some tornadoes already.
Yeah. So every time it's cloudy, Armageddon. Come on, let's take it easy. Let's hope for good weather on the weekend.
Fingers crossed. And so far, it actually looks decent on the weekend, in all honesty. So
I am very happy about that.
We'll be live this weekend. We'll tell you where. And we want it to be summer, okay? I want it to be summer. Tomorrow's the first official day of summer.
It is also the longest day of the year.
It is.
Love
it. Is it the vernal equinox?
It's something equinox. It's just a summer solstice.
Right. Yeah.
They call it the summer solstice. So that means the longest amount of daylight. So let's make it a winner. Let's not have any epic fails, any summer fails. The top 10 summer fails. Number 1, watching too much TV and not going outside.
Oh yeah.
Number 2, not wearing a hat in the sun. Okay.
Okay.
If you're bald, I can see that.
Okay. Number 3, not sleeping enough. I think that's an epic fail any time of the year. All right. Number 4, not reapplying your sunscreen. Mm. A lot of people put that on once. And then it's
got to keep an eye on that.
Yeah. Number 5, sitting all day instead of being active. Again, all
Same
year
thing.
Round.
Yeah.
It's not just a summer thing. Number 6, not putting on eye cream. Laura?
I use eye cream.
What is it?
It's like just to help with the skin underneath your eyes is very, very thin and just needs to be cared for. Hmm. And people tend to neglect that area.
Okay.
So you don't want to get little baggies and wrinkles. So you tap it on gently.
Okay. Use your eye cream, Matt?
I just use regular sunscreen and get up as close as I can without poking myself in the eye.
That's how you make your eyes burn.
There you go. All right, number seven, staring at your phone all day. Again, all year round.
That's true.
Number eight, being too active outside. How could you be too active outside? I mean, who overdoes it in this room?
Why are you pointing at me?
I thought you were going to point at me because of my post-surgical experiences. You didn't overdo it, did you, Tom? No. All right. Number nine, wearing tight, dark-colored clothing.
Yeah, this I never understand. Or any long clothing in general.
No, not in the summer.
You know, no.
No.
You need cool, loose layers made out of breathable fabrics.
Thank you, Laura.
Anytime I see someone wear any dark clothing, especially if it's long, I feel hotter. Just looking at them.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, I
start sweating.
Although,
just
if it's made out of linen or cotton, you can wear a dark color because it tends not
as
to,
long
like...
As it's breathable.
Yeah, it just has to be breathable.
All right, and the number 10, summer epic fail, drinking too much alcohol in the sun.
Yeah, but isn't that, like, half of what summer is about?
I think so. News is next. Don't cry. Plenty of summer still to come. As a matter of fact, the first day of summer isn't even here. Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX, are celebrating the kickoff of summer with Knoebels, and a big congratulations to Knoebels. They won for the best traditional park.
They won a bunch of stuff, most family friendly. And then the Phoenix, of course.
Bam.
Number one, wooden roller coaster.
And it's right here in your backyard. That's why we've teamed up with them, to give you the ultimate Knoebels summer prize pack.
So last chances to qualify are today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So when you call in to qualify, if you are a qualifier, instantly win a book of tickets. Those never expire.
Yeah, that's a great prize.
Right? Amazing. Yep. Mm-hmm. But then even better, you're in the running for that ultimate summer prize pack. Includes passes to the pool, miniature golf, laser command and laser tag, and also ride all day hand stamps.
So you may want to be listening to Sean Carey and Kyle Alexander
you
today.
You may or may not want to just tune in all day.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the Morning, wrapping up. Sean Carey's next. Except for Murphy, the morning show dog, is sitting in his place.
He is.
He's in the Sean Carey chair.
He's all nice and comfortable now.
He is. It's a long morning for Murphy. It's rough getting up early.
It is.
Greeting all of our guests that come in here.
It's kind of similar to your grandfather. You know, when he comes to visit, he's going to be a little bit rammy in the beginning. Then he's going to settle in. Then he's going to have to go to the bathroom two or three times.
Yep.
Then he's going to take a nap.
There it is.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Just like your grandpa.
What a good
not a bad
boy.
Comparison.
Murphy, the morning show grandpa dog. Anyway. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, boy. Tomorrow, Flashback Friday.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Flashback Friday and your last chance to win all of our contesting.
Oh, my goodness. Knoebels, yep. Chicago, Ollie's, Giants.
And that's it.
That's it. Okay.
You said the Chicago.
That's a lot.
So, and the people are going crazy over these Chicago tickets.
I'm really excited. We have a busy, busy week. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll talk about where you and I are going to be live on a location on Saturday.
Uh-huh. Somebody's going to win $2,000 in cash.
Two G's.
Bam.
Is it me? Is it you? Can we split it?
No, we can't.
Can I get in on some of this?
No, you can't.
Of course
can't
you could. I'd give you $100.
Well, so would I, but he can't get in on it. He works here.
No, you just told him no. That was rude.
All right.
Matt, I would share with you.
Thank you.
I would share with you too, but I can't because it's against the rules.
Do we have to follow the rules?
Never.
I have never followed the rules a day in my life.
About to say,
look where it got me.
That's more like it.
Sean Carey's next. Have a good one, everybody.
Have a good Thursday. See Bye. You.